The 2023 Indianapolis mayoral primary is the busiest in recent history. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports the contest is packed with a diverse lineup of people pushing for change.
10 people filed to run for the seat in this year's primary race. Since then, two Democratic candidates have dropped out and endorsed State Representative Robin Shackelford. The latest to do so was Cliff Marsiglio.
Cliff?
At a press conference last week, community activist Marsiglio said Shackelford is best positioned to tackle issues close to his heart.
I can't think of a better person to help me shepherd these ideas into play than Robin, and I'm going to be supporting her today.
Marsiglio said in his past advocacy work, he tried to make change within the system.
At every single turn, the people that should be helping me are the ones that are hindering me, that are stopping me. And it just kind of bothered me until I said, you know what, if I don't do this, who will? And then everyone else did.
Greg Merriweather, a consultant who formerly worked for the city, also stepped out of the race in March to support Shackelford. Incumbent Mayor Joe Hogg said infrequent candidates Bob Kern and Larry Vaughn are also on the ticket. Shackelford, who has been a state lawmaker for the past decade, says the fact that two of her peers would step aside is telling.
One, it sends a clear message that we all want to see change and that we're willing to unify behind the best candidate so we can see that change.
The Democratic ticket for the mayor's office looks different this year after calls for more inclusion in the party. Last year, Shackelford, along with other state Democrats, spoke out about the establishment of the Marion County Democrat Party and the practice of slating, in which party-backed candidates are the only choice for voters.
We needed to start building our bench with people with new ideas, better ideas, and the only way we was going to get to that point was to keep the party out of these races until there is a clear candidate.
The end of slating has led to more candidates. Shackelford is incumbent Hogsett's clearest competition and will test the status quo to see whether or not Marion County voters are ready for a shift in leadership. Hogsett says he supports the end of slating.
Now, as a party, I think we find strength in ensuring that every voter has an equal voice in determining our future.
Marion County Republicans have also halted slating. GOP mayoral candidates include journalist Abdul Hakim Shabazz, Pastor James Jackson, Realtor John Couch, and businessman and former counselor Jefferson Shreve. Shabazz says he started considering a run in 2020 after the death of George Floyd.
I think people want change. I'm a firm believer that with more candidates, more quality candidates, that'll probably increase the turnout in the primaries.
University of Indianapolis political professor Laura Merrifield Wilson says the larger pool of contenders offers voters more candidate quantity and quality.
And I think you're also talking about real difference in vision for the city, a difference in perspective of where we are right now, and really a difference in terms of what each candidate sees as being critical for the future of Indianapolis.
The last municipal election was held in 2019, right before the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. There were half the number of mayoral candidates that year. The events of the past few years have influenced many parts of city life. Republican Pastor James Jackson says the wide variety of candidates means voters can choose to support different solutions.
It gives the community or the electorate an opportunity to hear different perspectives. And it also, I think, puts a lot of pressure on incumbents to really do what's right and what's good for the people.
The field will narrow May 2nd when voters decide final Democrat and Republican candidates for November. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.